I did see one called Plastica Fantastica last night, and it's really this funny kind of physical comedy one-woman show about a woman who loves plastic and she becomes allergic to it.
What a good premise.
It's really cool. It comments a lot on like use of plastic in the environment, because our whole life goal is to become a Tupperware woman. And yeah, it's just really, it was so funny. Been seeing a few like comedians. Nina Oyama, do you know her from Twitter maybe?
No.
No. She tweeted about Scott Morrison, something along the lines of like Scott Morrison meets with his executives to suck each other off for Jesus. And this was when the whole sort of Hillsong thing was happening. It was something like along those lines, but way more tastefully than I had just said it.
So more Scott Morrison news. His electorate has a club that was given $50,000 for a building that had already been built.
Yep.
What's the story there?
So this kind of comes out of this whole sports rorts programming. I spoke about it earlier when it was happening, about manipulation in where certain money was going for this sports grant program. Sort of set up to help smaller community sport clubs function and thrive. But then the manipulation of politicians giving out money to certain electoral places that would benefit them. And it has been found out that Scott Morrison has helped this sports club. It's called the Sands Horses Football Club, which is Scott Morrison's electorate. And he gave them $50,000 to go towards the building renovations. And then they were given the $50,000 3 days before the official opening event of the new renovated building. So they probably didn't use it towards renovation, like 50 grand in 3 days. It just didn't work. So very interesting that this has come out. Yesterday, Labor were questioning the Liberals over the sports rot scandal. And I think this is where this is sort of, you know, it all comes out in the wash, and this is definitely what happened yesterday.
Mm. But so, because Australia is not first past the post anymore, so how come the sort of like electoral bargaining and spending money like prevails so much?
What a great question. I think it's just because I thought the same thing when this story came out. Like, really, really, like, does this sound like something really still happen? But perhaps it's just a world that maybe not everyone's as tapped into, but this is my opinion, but I you know, this kind of low-level corruption and low-level bribery, I think it's definitely still a thing within our government.
Right.
But yeah, it is interesting. Does this really still happen? And people are still like, I'll give you 50 grand if you vote for me. Like, it just doesn't seem like that would still happen, but it does.
In some happier news, Equinor has abandoned its plan to drill for oil in Great Australian Bight for commercial reasons.
Yes, great news. We are thrilled. So many people are happy. There's been so much fight and push for this. There's maybe third car in Australia has don't drill in the Bight bumper sticker. So lots of people are really stoked about this. They cited commercial reasons. They said it was, the plan was not commercially competitive. No idea what that means. Essentially, hopefully it just means that they've succumbed to the pressure that the community was putting on them to not drill in the Great Australia Bight.
And where did that drive kind of start from in the community? Was it, because what mob lives around there? Like, was it an Indigenous initiative at all?
Yeah, there was. I'm not going to be able to say that off the top of my head. My apologies.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, it is a huge win for the communities around there that had been fighting, you know, against this. It's been happening a lot lately in terms of land. This conversation of land rights and especially things like nuclear waste dumps or drilling into Dubai and this, that, the other. And there's a real conversation going around about that at the moment, which is good. I mean, it's a shame that there's a lot of fight and people have to protest, but it is creating a national conversation around Indigenous land rights and, you know, what say that they should have that happens to their land and how much, you know, just some whatever company, money-hungry company can come in and, like, destroy their land for, especially the nuclear waste dump, like, for, we don't even know how that can affect the environment for tens of thousands of years. So, there is a bit more of a rhetoric happening at the moment because of things like this, which is also, you know, a bit of a silver lining, I guess you could say.